The Choate Bridge dates to 1764 and is the oldest documented surviving double stone arch bridge in North America. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1972 and is estimated to carry between 10,000 and 20,000 vehicles each day. The first settlers of Ipswich forded the river near the present-day dam, just as Native Americans had done for millennia. In 1638, the General Court ordered that a road be laid out from Boston to Portsmouth to be constructed by each town along the way. A wooden cart bridge was built at this spot and was rebuilt several times, but by 1764, it was deemed to be too narrow. A 20-feet-wide bridge was planned by the town, and the county agreed to bear half the cost. The western side of the Choate Bridge was built forthwith at a total cost of £996, and it was doubled in width in 1838 at the height of the stagecoach era. Colonel John Choate, a noted resident who served as a representative to the General Court, designed the bridge and supervised construction at no charge to the town. Colonel Choate's house was nearby on South Main Street, and on the day that the forms were removed, a few people gossiped that he left his horse on the south side in case the bridge collapsed. A blind man recited the following poem in the presence of Colonel Choate. "Behold this bridge of lime and stone, the like before was never known for beauty and magnificence. Considering the small expense, how it excels what was expected upon the day it was projected. When faithful men are put in trust, they'll not let all the money rust, but some advance for public good is by this fabric understood. And after this, it will be wrote in honor of brave Colonel Choate. It was his wisdom built the same and added luster to his fame that filled this county with renown and did with honor Ipswich crown."